Hvalit ću gospodina svim srcem svojim u zboru pravednika, u zajednici njihovog. Silna su djela gospodnja, ne razmišljaj onima, svi koji ih ljude.
In front of us today, we have Reflection on prayer.
We all aware of how much this world is surrounding us and the time that we are moving in.
No matter this time after so many wars and many crises in the world,
one feels empty.
But material goods and technologies cannot satisfy man ultimately.
There is more and more in human life
those stressful situations.
More and more people feel within themselves frustrations.
They fall into depression moments.
They run into alcohol or drugs.
It is a trend among the people today
searching for the strong experiences, if I could say so.
That is why today more and more in society appear some moves that want to show or to transmit some certain virtue.
There's more and more in the society searching for the spiritual state that could, in this frustrating situation, fill with peace and contentment.
It is interesting that Jesus never teaches his disciples to pray. He never brought them into some prayer exercises or virtues. Jesus simply, as we have heard in the Gospel, says to his disciples, "Do not be like the pagans who think that they will be heard because of their many words."
Brothers and sisters, prayer is not a virtue of talking or in our posture of our body or some kind of meditation.
Prayer is simply our conversation with God,
which is our conscience and
persistent way of faith who believes in God that one knows how to pray.
Jesus says, pray.
This is how you pray. He
doesn't say pray this.
He doesn't want to forbid other prayers, but he's teaching the way of prayer.
The master here gives us a role model of the true prayer,
which can be used in the right way, in a useful way, and holding others in prayer.
Jesus teaches all of us in this Gospel about how prayer is our conversation with God.
Not with God as some abstraction, but as a conversation of the Father with his children.
He's pointing out into the fact that the most important part of the prayer is to be with God, to live with him,
to desire that he may fulfill with us what from our conception practically he prepared for us.
That means, brothers and sisters, to have confidence in him and in his methods,
which is to be aware of that he desires not the best for us.
You find a different text of the Holy Scripture,
admiring image
of what
jealously and sharply God keeps us as his children.
He hears our every cry.
He feels our anxiety, our fear,
and he reveals us from all of that.
Na vrhuncu nam je poslao.
Finally, he sent us even his word, so that the word could tenderly correct us, console us, and heal our wounds, set us free from slavery, which is to flatten everything that with sin, ours or someone else's, was destroyed within us.
Therefore, brothers and sisters, it is important that we Christians of our time may comprehend that our faith through prayer becomes alive.
It becomes personal act when it's turned into constant prayer.
Therefore, prayer is conversation with God
and simply constant relationship with God.
We say to God what we carry in our heart, what we feel in our heart.
We talk to God in our prayers about what hurts us or what rejoices us,
our worries and our intentions.
We're
trying in our life, in our constant relationship with God as Father, to comprehend first of all in our prayer what is the will of the Father compared to any moment of our life. That is what today's gospel, today first of all in this prayer of our Father, desires to clarify, which is to depict and to give as a basis in our reflection for our relationship towards ourselves and towards this world and the time around us, and in the first place towards God, God who is our Father, who loves us, who caresses us, and who is always near.
Pravo se to te odlogaš da izdanje 34 godine ovdje kroz ovo vrijeme milostva i moje molitve i događaje postali smo svjesni doista koliko Bog voli čovjeka, koliko je stavio čovjeka i koliko se Bog brine da čovjek u ovome
pronaći pravo his true and correct way of life. In one message on the 12th of June 1986 says like this: today I'm calling you to start with a living faith to pray the rosary. In such a way I will be able to help you. You, dear children, desire to receive graces, but you do not pray. I cannot help you because you do not want to move. Set out. Dear children, I'm calling you to pray the rosary, and that the rosary may be an obligation that you will fulfill with joy. That is how you will understand why I've been with you for such a long time, because I desire to teach you to pray. Brothers and sisters, three key things that are standing through these 34 years of all that is apparitions here in this parish are the emphasis on the power of prayer and the need of prayer in our life, especially prayer of the rosary. Every day Our Lady says we should pray the rosary, which is to pray the rosary together as family or as a community. And the third, she says, with heart, to pray the rosary. With heart, brothers and sisters, through this time, she's given to us, first of all, to us personally, to our families, to our church, to our community, and to everything that is experiencing her presence through this time. Mary, I would say, is the best teacher. She invites us to prayer, because who doesn't pray cannot live the true love. He loses faith and hope, and so to say, spiritually he dies. Everything that is happening that is negative is confirmation that we cannot live without prayer, that means without God. Prayer is not talk of the tongue, but of the heart. And that means to pray, it means to communicate with God in a spiritual way, to come in contact with Him and to talk with Him. When we are aware of God's presence, then in front of us we create space where God comes to be with us, to talk with us and to give us all His gifts that are necessary for life. That is why Our Lady emphasizes in her message that prayer is our most important obligation. If we do not pray, then we have no space on earth where God could come to help us. If we do not pray, that means if our spirit is not open to God and to His presence, that is when we cannot talk with Him. We cannot receive the gifts that He desires to give us, which is He cannot help us. That is why, first of all, family that prays together remains together. And that is the family of prayer and peace and love. And no person can be happy and peaceful without the gift of love, without mutual acceptance and respect.
And
we decide so hard. We have a hard time to decide for the time to be together with God. That is why, brothers and sisters, through all this time, Mary clearly invites us that as faithful and as individuals, we look at our life in the light of connecting with God. If we do not establish this connection, he will distance himself, and he will just go more and more into his own darkness, into his own hatred, loneliness, weakness, and everything that will destroy him and his life and people around him.
Bog nam, braće i sestre,
dear brothers and sisters, with reason sends us the Queen of Peace in our time to us people, so that with her motherhood, as a mother of God, he can show us his love to save this world and the lost man, and to invite all people of today to accept his plan. In such a way, God confirms and reveals the fundamental value of God and of man. That is why it is clearly clear why in the first days of the apparitions, on the first day of the apparitions, Our Lady was holding an infant baby in her arms, because she gives him to us as a most precious gift and the most generous offer of Mother of God, him who is the true God and the true man. Brothers and sisters, that is why in this time, let us thank to the Lord for the gift of Mary's presence. Let us thank to the Lord because through her he gives us a new gift to comprehend the importance of our Christian and human life, Christian identity, in which we find the sense and value of our own life, of our own living.
Maria, upravo,
Mary, in her messages, clearly desires to put Mary, the Queen of Peace, who is connection between heaven and earth. Today we are here, brothers and sisters. Today we are knocking at the door of her home here in Medjugorje. Let us pray to her above everything to encourage us in all our difficulties and fears, and in hope and solidarity with our neighbors. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, our Mother, disciple and teacher of faith, be with us, even in this demanding time of our life. Help us to connect life and faith, so that we all, your pilgrims of this earthly way, could come into the same heavenly glory, in which, as you said here in your message, you desire to bring all people. Amen.